Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. Get in the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Football. Hey, everyone. Welcome into Purple Daily. I'm Phil Mackey. That's Judd Zolgad. We've got Declan Goff in the house here today. We appreciate everyone who has subscribed to our podcast, Purple Daily, on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcast. A 5-star rating and a positive review helps spread the word about Purple Daily. And on our YouTube channel, thanks to all the viewers, we've generated over 600 new subscribers here in the last couple of weeks. And we thank you very much for tuning in to our daily Vikings conversation. Just click that little subscribe button and you can help us out quite a bit here. So ordinarily we save our Vikings Reddit conversations for Fridays and our pecking orders for, I believe, Thursdays. But there was one that was too good to be true here. Declan Goff, why don't you set this up? What did you find on Vikings Reddit?
Yeah, hat tip to our buddies at Skull Reddit for the Vikings subreddit there. I found this one, and it was mostly about Ben Roethlisberger, but they asked the question, has any quarterback ever played with as many good to great wide receivers as Ben Roethlisberger? Taking into account, not all these guys were at their best while in Pittsburgh, but this list includes Hines Ward, Antonio Brown, Santonio Holmes, Juju Smith, Antoine Randall-El,
wow,
Emmanuel Sanders, Mike Wallace, Jericho Cotchery, Plexico Burress.
That's right.
That's a lot
That's
of good wide
ridiculous.
Receivers.
Yeah. And he's had some amazing running backs as well, like Hall of Fame caliber dudes throughout the years. So that led us into a pecking order idea of the top 10 Vikings wide receivers of all time. Okay. And Judd sprinkled in tight ends into your list. Is that correct?
I sprinkled in one.
Okay.
One tight end who I think belongs.
So I think we're going to match pretty closely at the top of the list here, but I'll go through my wide receiver only list and then you counter with yours and we'll see how closely we match up here. Declan, if you could do the honors.
Mm. This is me a cappella, actually.
Love the music.
Declan, we're going to make Declan just hum NFL music. Maybe not.
It's not horror music, man. It's NFL music. Sound like here it's a Dracula film.
Number 10, Gene Washington. We got to give love to some of the old school wide receivers in Vikings history.
All right.
Some guys who, you know, if you played back in the 60s, 70s, even early 80s, there weren't as love many it. Targets to go around.
Yep.
And it was mostly like deep passes down the field if you look at some of the statistics. But Gene Washington was the Vikings' top wide receiver during their first Super Bowl season in 1969. 21 yards per catch for old Gino.
I believe he wore 84, if I'm not mistaken, before Randy.
Did he?
Yeah, I think he did.
So he broke that jersey in for the Minnesota Vikings. Number 9, and you might even argue with that this is too low. I have Adam Thielen 9th on my list of Vikings' all-time receivers.
Might not argue with you at all.
Two incredible seasons.
Yep.
And you could argue two of the most, outside of like Randy Moss statistical seasons, two of the better statistical seasons in Vikings history.
His story, a great one. Not well known, but he's actually from here.
He's from here? He's from Minnesota?
He's from Minnesota.
Really?
Midwest?
Adam Thielen?
He's a Midwest guy.
He went
crazy.
Get this. Hold on a second. He went to a small college in the southern part of the state.
Oh, where did he get drafted? Southwest
Minnesota State?
It's like a third round pick, fourth round pick?
Lacrosse? Oh, not Wisconsin.
Wait, hold on a second. I got more for you guys. Undrafted.
What? No way.
Showed up and tried out, and they signed him.
Oh, no way. You know, someone should write a story. Like a national writer of prominence should come in and write a story about that.
I just thought
that is amazing.
This is all stuff that I just found out myself.
You know, I thought he was going to be like a dentist or something. I didn't know he was actually going to be a football player. That's the craziest
from
thing.
From Minnesota. That's crazy. Adam Thielen. Number 9th on the list here. Number 9, I think I think if he keeps putting up seasons like the ones he's had, he's got to bounce back from the injury stuff last year, and we'll see what he does without Stephon Diggs. But I got him ninth on my list. Number eight, Ahmad Rashad. Who, quick side street here. Did you guys know how tight Ahmad Rashad was to Michael Jordan before watching The Last Dance?
No idea.
Like, those guys were like best friends.
I knew they were very tight. I did not know that Rashad was basically in the locker room pregame smoking cigars.
Like giving Jordan, giving Jordan a pep talk before game six.
I did not know that. But he was mocked because he and MJ were so close. I didn't realize that they were like best friends.
Yeah, they were like hanging out in the hotel room after game five together. All right. So only one player caught more passes in the NFL between 1978 and 1981.
All right.
And that was Steve Largent, the legendary Steve Largent.
Steve Largent.
So Ahmad Rashad, over that four-year period, averaged 70 catches and 1,000 yards per season over that stretch. So he's number eight on my list. Going old school again with number seven, Sammy White. Given my tip of the cap to longevity here, 10 years as a Viking, 9 playoff games, a Super Bowl appearance, and he's fifth on the all-time Vikings receiving yards list. I don't think he had the peak greatness necessarily as some of the other guys on this list.
Sammy White was very, very good.
10-year, really good wide receiver.
Yep.
Number six, my first ever NFL jersey as a kid, Anthony Carter.
Oh, man, we're going to debate this one. Okay, good.
Anthony Carter, and this is like, you know, some of this, maybe I didn't see some of these guys play, so this is where you might find me.
Good.
So you're saying I have him too low, potentially.
Too low, yes. I think give him too low.
So, and I'm giving him props here because between 1988 and 1990, which were his peak three seasons, this was the NFL's receiving yards leader list of those three seasons combined, okay? Jerry Rice, Henry Ellard, Sterling Sharp, Anthony Carter.
Yeah.
Ahead of Andre Reed on that list over that three-year period. But for Anthony Carter, it wasn't like a 10-year run of greatness. Right. It was three, four really, really good years.
Right.
Number five, and this is where you might fight me. I have Stephon Diggs, number five on my list here. I don't think his statistics line up with how great he is, which is part of the reason why he's in Buffalo now. But he's also responsible for the most notable catch in Vikings history. So much like Jack Morris is responsible in his 1 year for the greatest pitching performance in Twins history, it moves him up those lists. The Minneapolis Miracle moved Stephon Diggs up this list like two spots for me.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I would put Anthony Carter ahead of Stephon Diggs.
That's fair.
And I did.
That's fair.
But we'll get to that later.
Okay. All right. This is where you might really fight me. And I'm going old school again here. Number four, I'm going with the guy that over a three-year period, including two Super Bowl seasons in the 70s, averaged 22 yards per catch for the Vikings. John Gilliam was the Vikings' go-to wide receiver during two Super Bowl run seasons. And so I'm giving you credit for being a key cog in a Super Bowl run, two of them, and for being one of the best deep threats in the NFL during that time period. John Gilliam in the early to mid-70s led the NFL in yards per catch with 22 in one of those seasons.
Yeah, looking at
average
stats right
22.
Now.
So,
yeah, okay.
Some big seasons. Number three, and before I say the name here, a three-year period, okay? This was the list of receiving yard leaders over this three-year period that I will tell you about. Herman Moore, Tim Brown, Michael Irvin, Chris Carter, and this guy were all ahead of Jerry Rice. Between 1994 and 1997, Jake Reed was fifth in the NFL in receiving yards, ahead of Jerry Bleeping Rice. And there might have been an injury in there somewhere. I can't remember. Number two, Chris Carter, sixth all-time in the NFL's receiving list. And then Randy Moss, number four on the yardage list all-time and responsible for most of the Vikings' greatest receiving seasons ever statistically.
Yep.
So Moss, Carter, Reed, you got the three-headed monster at the top. John Gilliam, Stephon Diggs, Anthony Carter, Sammy White, Ahmad Rashad, Adam Thielen, Gene Washington. Fight me.
John Gilliam, that's a good one. I didn't put him on my list.
Wow.
I probably should
disrespect.
Have. I
you always disrespect the old school. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Yeah, you know what? I did there. I did there, but he's not on my list. Oh, well. Number 10. I'm putting him on here because his ability to change games and athletic ability was off the charts. His greatness, his peak greatness was relatively short, but I'm putting Percy Harvin on at number 10.
Couldn't do it, man.
I'm putting Percy Harvin at 10. It's a bias. I covered him. I saw him play.
Is Sidney Rice going to make your list, too?
Number nine.
Andre Allison on there?
Number
Bobby Wade.
Jamar Johnson is. Number nine, Adam Thielen. Number eight, Stephon Diggs. I do not value the greatness of the Minneapolis Miracle catch as much as you do, in part because the Saints safety was a complete idiot.
Yeah, where does he rank on your
list? He might be up there. All right, so Stephon Diggs is 8. Number 7 is my lone tight end entry, Steve Jordan. Steve Jordan's career statistics are off the charts. Steve Jordan had a great career. I saw him play.
Also, Steve Jordan, for any wrestling nerds out there like Declan, I believe it was Steve Jordan who was featured in the early 1990s at Winter Park with Mr. Perfect throwing a football to himself 100 yards.
Really? Very nice.
Yeah. Go check that video out on YouTube.
All due respect, Vicente Shanko. All due respect, my guy Jimmy Kleinsaucer. Love Jimmy Kleinsaucer.
Jermaine Wiggins.
Jermaine Wiggins, yes.
The hurdle alone's on the list.
Steve Jordan, number 7, my tight end. Number 6, your guy Jake Reed. Because at number 5... I have Sammy White.
Okay.
At 4, again, a bias because I saw him play and make the miraculous catch that he did on the Tommy Kramer Hail Mary against Cleveland to win the division in 1980 in the penultimate game of that season for the Vikings, Ahmad Rashad. Number 3, Anthony Carter. I think he was off the charts good.
Okay.
Number 2, same as you, CC. And that's because number 1, I don't even think that this is debatable. For as great as Chris Carter's career was here statistically and the length of career here, I don't think it's a debate. I think Moss has to be atop the list.
Moss was more feared. Moss was had just...
I always come back to this. He changed the game.
Yeah,
like who else? How many guys who have come through this town to play for any professional team have altered the game? He changed the game.
If this list was best hands or best ability to lie... horizontal to the field,
remarkable,
parallel to the field and reach out and catch a pass, like Chris Carter would be number 1 on those lists.
Yes.
Not when you include everything else. Yep. I mean, Randy Moss, even just look at the stats too as Vikings. Some of the, like, Randy Moss scored 18 touchdowns 1 year with the Vikings.
It's nuts.
It's absurd. So, all right, fire through it again.
Okay, so
so you left John Gilliam off. Disrespectful.
All due respect to John. I'm very, very sorry.
You left Gene Washington off.
I left Gene Washington off. I go Moss, Chris Carter, Anthony Carter, Ahmad Rashad, and Sammy White. Those are my top 5. 6 through 10, your guy Jake Reed, Steve Jordan, the lone tight end, combined on both our lists. I picked Jordan at number 7, Stephon Diggs at 8, Adam Thielen at 9, Percy Harvin at 10, Gene Washington, John Gilliam. I'm very, very sorry.
No love for J.M.R. Johnson, huh?
J.M.R. Johnson. Who did we work with who was infatuated with J.M.R. Johnson?
Not me.
Probably me. I don't know.
There was someone at training camp that just loved J.M.R. Johnson.
Who was the guy? Adam Doctolaro from the old KFN.com
like
10 years ago. But it was Jason Carter.
Oh,
Jason Carter that he was obsessed with.
J.M.R. Johnson, man.
The Vikings had a run of receivers there. In the early Brad Childress, Andre Allison was going to change the game.
Yeah,
punt returner.
Do you remember when they traded for? I think they traded with Philadelphia. If I'm correct.
Hank Basket.
Brad liked Hank Basket. Brad liked Hank.
Hank Basket was much more famous for Kendra Wilkinson.
Way more famous.
His girlfriend in the reality show, Hugh Hefner's Playgirl or whatever. So, all right, those are your definitive or not so definitive. Greatest wide receivers in Vikings history rankings.
John Gilliam, I didn't see that coming. That's good. Proud of you.
If you agree or disagree with us, throw a comment on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ScoreNorth, and we'll mix it up with you in the comment section. So thanks for hanging out with us here on Purple Daily. We'll see you next time.
Need a gift idea for the outdoor adventure in your life? Shop the Allbirds Mizzle Collection, made with water-repellent puddle guard technology and ZQ-certified merino wool with a low environmental impact. It's a natural fit for winter runs. And Allbirds offsets the carbon footprint to make their Mizzle collection carbon neutral, so you can take comfort in treading lighter. Get on their nice list this year with the Allbirds Mizzle collection. Discover your perfect pair at allbirds.com. That's A-L-L-B-I-R-D-S.com.